Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Show. I'm your host today, Tim Williams at Love Truth Ministry. Welcome, welcome all, and praise the Lord. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will, we must, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Start off with Psalms 119, verse 105. The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Again, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone believes. And John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. His Son's name is Jesus, everyone. Take a deep breath and breathe out. Take a breath out. Breathe in, then breathe out. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm so excited to be with y'all today, and I hope y'all enjoyed this information I'm about to share. I decided, I can say my thing is what God loves mean to me, and we talk about what God loves mean to me, and we talk about what God loves me to them with being a comforter and other information. They choose for living wise and sharing my truth as I place in order life change. And the reason why I put it like that is because so many times as a born again, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, redeemed, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, we love God, we praise him, we worship him. And we thinking we living our truth. And people and the things we speak, you know, we say we speak things through resistance. And we got to remember to remove and block out negative thoughts and really block out negative people. And if we among them, like we out and about and you're in a crowd, and you can't always get up and move when you're around negative people, but you can take your mind, your thoughts can think about positive things. Think about scripture, think about the love of God, think what God love means to you, sing a hymn, sing a song or inspiration. And when you think about that, it brings you joy. This past weekend, I had my brother who's battling with cancer. He's back at work, but as far as you know, his cancer supposed to be going. I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ. But he had to go back for some tests to make sure no free radicals. But he's unable to do it at this present time. So he had some money to be able to go and do it because everything there was insurance. And, you know, when you're showing, even when you have insurance and you work and you need to go on, get the, off from work because of, they put you off on medical leave, so short-term disability, long-term disability, then your policy lasts, whatever they do with the insurance policy. And then you lose some coverage or lose all coverage, you got to get back to work so he can go and get those treatments. He lives in Baltimore, but he got to go to Chicago to the Cancer Treatment Center of America. But the reason why I mention that, is tell you how God so worked things. First of all, I declare and believe he received his healing in the name of Jesus Christ. With the healing, we encourage all people dealing with any type of cancer. God give us resources all around us, you people. Love, peace, and joy in himself. You seek him, you pray to him, you praise him, you worship him. And then we all, regardless of what our health level happened to be, have to start speaking life over ourselves more than anything we ever done before. We may speak life, then we take it back with negative thoughts about something or something we see or things we hear on TV. We got to say in positivity, speak life. When somebody say, well, they're going to do this, it's going to prevent you from doing that, you speak against it in the form of life. To do the power of the word of God, I will have what God said I will have. So I speak over my brother, healing in your name, Jesus. I speak over a good friend and entrepreneur, businessman, Mr. David Murphy, who came out of surgery last week, major surgery, and by the power of God's blood and his name, who he is, we declare victory for Mr. David Murphy. And so many people we know on the National Black Unity News team and people I meet going, and y'all who listen to this broadcast, I speak life over you. I speak healing over you, physically, mentally, spiritually, and psychologically. So we have to speak life over each other to cancel out negativity as much as possible. As much as possible. We make a step today. You choose for living wisely. Sharing my truth as I place order for its life change. And so, as we talk, just think about what God loves means to you. Think about all the different things he has done for you. Think about the different journeys you've been on with God, and just think about what your life would be if we, your life personally, your life as in your family, in your neighborhood, in your job, community, your business, in your church, in the world, in the kingdom of God, what do God's love mean to you and how we must reciprocate that love, how we got to let that love flow. It should go back and forth because the love of God, right, it just constantly flows and flows and it attaches and it touches us and it nourishes us. And then we have to release those pearls into the world to nurture the world. God planted seeds. We all have seeds to do good on this earth. It's like a person, a farmer plant his crop. His seed for having prosperity in crops, whatever that crop may be. If it's a tomato, if it's wheat, something that's healthy, something nourishment. You have to plant good seeds. And planting good seeds means we must operate in love, must speak in love, must speak in joy. So we have to make changes in our life. And I think about years ago, and this is years ago, when I was working for the state, and I remember wrestling. I was still working for the state. I was wrestling. You know how you rest and you're like trying to get up and you want to get some more rest, or God showed you something. You ever had a dream or a vision, something God told you when you were asleep, and you try to get back to it? Maybe a noise came in the room or some kind of noise in the community and it woke you up, and then you're trying to get back there. And then you sleep, but I remember, it's like, it was just, obviously strange at that time, but it was God talking. Get up, move, you got to get busy. Not busy body, gets doing things, but he put an image, he put a dream in me that I have not yet seen it fulfilled in the natural. It'll be fulfilled in the supernatural, but bringing something from the supernatural that I know, that God had promised us. We do have visions and dreams. God talked to us through images, vision and dream. When we sleep, when we work, we see things we like and things we don't think he wants us about. But we act like sometimes we don't see, or we know we do, and we say, God, I know you had this for me. But how do we get it from eternity into reality, into our realm? Because it's still reality in the supernatural. But how do we transfer it into this natural realm where we living in this part? We can move forward and make a difference for God's kingdom, make a difference for our life. And he told us, he promised us life more abundantly. And although I know I'm blessed, I have my mom, my sister, and brothers, and nephew, loved ones. I meet different people, and I love people. But I know at the same time I'm not where I'm supposed to be. It's things God promised, I'm nowhere near. But I think I'm closer to it because you have to realize you're not where you're supposed to be to make those changes. I'm trying different type of businesses because I always had an entrepreneurial thirst because I always wanted to make a difference for God and make different people's lives and have a business where you work for. Not totally, nobody works for themselves, even as an entrepreneur, because you still have goods and services you providing for somebody. So you all working for somebody, but it's not the work as people would say, like a slave. It's something you do. It's a gift God has blessed you with to bless His earth in so many ways beyond our imagination. So when we think about that, just sit back. Have you ever thought some paper? Just think about the things God showed you were little. And you must have said, when I was little, I thought about that. Now I'm a grown woman, grown man. I got a thought. No, those thoughts are still there. Don't waste those past thoughts. I think it's too late because of your age or where you at or income level or whatever it may be or your ability level, physical ability. If you disabled now and maybe you had a dream and you was able to walk or you was able to see or whatever the situation may be, God still had those visions and dreams for you. So let's not put it on the shelf anywhere. Let's say, you know what, God, everything you promised me, may if I repeat after me, and repeat after me, not me telling you, but this may be in agreement with me. I'm talking about love, peace, and joy. If you feel this, repeat after me. And say your name. I'm going to say my name. You say whatever your name is. I am Kim Williams. I am a child of God. I am your daughter, God. I'm covered by the blood of your precious Lamb, Jesus Christ. You say, ask and I shall receive. Seek, I shall find. Knock, it shall be open to me. I'm going forward in them dreams that you had given me. I'm a shake of negativity. Because you said we ought to be living sacrifice. Like every day we go through things, every day we must live for, we must stand up and fight this battle. Not carnal, but through the mighty blood, through the mighty love of you, Father God. So I'm calling this, and I'm speaking this to existence as I go from what the world want me to be or what the world think of me. Or the world might not think nothing because they don't know me, everybody, right? Only a handful of people to know you out of the galaxy. It'd be like a little dot. And you can't even see that dot. You know, they probably need a microscope to one of those, I can't think of the microscope I get to use in school to see the micros, you know, to see the little life forms that you can't see with a regular microscope. But just imagine that's how we look. Nobody don't see it. That's me right there in front of them. Or through social media where they can hear our voice or it would do live video or picture of us. But just think about what God means to you and just think where you want to be. How you going to live for God. Because I think it's very important for us to stay focused. Very important for us to know that God has a life for us. So I'm dealing with the idea of the truth, simple truth of truth for living wisely, sharing my truth is placing order, life change, in order to do the order life change. We got to order life to change for us. And so I'm putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there in my own space and time. But I put it on social media. So this must be major, right? And we all think about that in some form or fashion. And the best way to do it is say, okay, we have to get rest. That's true. But we have to get quality of rest. Rest, we need rest for ourselves to grow and rejuvenate, to help our breathing, hard to regularly work properly, to pump properly. We have to rest. And then we have to, I'm going to go more technical about rest in future episodes. But we also have to drink plenty of water. H2O. We have to get those hydrogen and oxygen into our system to make the blood to be able to flow properly so it won't get thick. If you ever gave blood, you ever had a blood transfusion or had to get blood, like, you know, and you go and get your physical. And sometimes it's hard to get blood. They try to find blood because we dehydrated. And that's because we don't have enough water in our system. And people don't tell you that. Somebody told me that last year I had to get blood, and they said you got to drink plenty of water. That's why you feel the needle when they stick you to draw blood. And it was like, ouch, you know. But it was a major outward pinch, but to me, it was ouch, and I can't really carry on. So, you would think, you said, you know, the costume cover, where they had that humongous needle. I could act like it could be a little teeny, you can't even see the needle, but I would act like it's a humongous needle coming towards me. So, with that said, drinking water, getting plenty of rest, and exercise. Now, I'm saying this as an obese person, and I tell people in town, I know a lot of stuff on it. I share wisdom. The only thing about wisdom, only count when you have wisdom, when you follow through with wisdom. So I can't say wisdom right now, a person with wisdom, if I ain't following through wisdom. But I was saying, okay, I'm a person, you might know something, but being a knower, you must be a doer, like the word of God, you know. You can't just know what God wants, then you got to be a doer of what God. God said love changes things, so we have to operate in love. And we have to have self-love, because if we don't have self-love, it's hard to give love to other people. We must first realize that we're here, that God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son for us. So we have breath, so why are you here? You are important. Regardless what it seemed like you at, or you think you heard or not heard, or you think somebody paying attention, you're not, you are still here. So we have to say, thank you, Father God, first for creating me. Because you didn't have to even think twice about making a Kim or whatever your name may be out there in the world, in the universe. But he created us. So living a wise life, we must first recognize we have life. And with that life, God give us free will to choose him or not. Then with that life, you got to figure out what we're going to do in this life. You got life, not to sitting on the couch. And I love television shows, they become good ones. But think about those actors and stuff. They do them shows and they into it. It's a job. I mean, they love it. It's an art, it's a craft. But it's like go to work. You ever see the people talking? I like Walking Dead, the fear of Walking Dead. And they be talking and they show you some of the scene. They be talking about hours that they really working out a scene or working, you know, different the equipment, the people behind the scene, who the costume designers and all everything to go in to a big production for us to relax and enjoy and to learn, because those movies is elevating us and edifying us in so many ways. What would you do if you was in a situation or something happened that it seemed like impossible, but what does a breakout that numbs a community or society? And so it's a teaching mechanism, but ideas, how much time do we spend on television? We can either sit down and you catch one show, then another show come on, you know, they real good and pop it up the next show. Sometimes next show pop on before a commercial pop on, so when the commercial come on, you won't get up. You know, if a commercial come on right after that one show you plan on listening to or watching, go off. Commercial, then you're not taking my turn to TV and you might go somewhere else. But they put a television show or a song going or something right back on and you catch your attention. Now then you're going to sit and say, oh my God, this is very good. It's very educational. It's very deep. And you be, you know, into it. So you know it. Hours went by. That's like social media. So we must time ourselves. If you're going to be on it for fun, you still have to time yourself. If you're going to be on it for business purposes, and purposely being on social media to talk to people, to connect. Cause my thing, even social and as business-wise, is to really be around best I can through social media, like-minded people, until we're able to be in the same room. Maybe a big coming, the people I'm socializing with on the social media, I'm actually face-to-face with them. It'd be beautiful to really, truly build God-loving relationship. No matter where you're at in the world, some may know you, and that's good. Some may know you. Go somewhere and somebody don't know you, and you need somebody, and you help. Some people is more likely to help you when they know of you. And then they don't know you, then they pay, but then you're a stranger. You know, my father used to say, you go to New York when I was young, I'm going to go up to New York, and I'm going to go up there and travel, blah, blah, blah. My father said, soon you get off the bus, they're going to know you're a visitor. The way you look and how you feel, but right, you get off a bus or a train, and you're not a visitor. You don't want to be like paparazzi, but that's the idea. At least you know you should feel comfortable. If somebody recognizes you, they may know your name. If you get injured or hurt, hey, they know your name or something. But to live wisely. Again, I was telling you about when I was sleeping. God saying, you know, sleeping. You can't sleep too much. And I saw an episode with Bill Cosby, and he was talking about sleep. You know, you dream, you know, something about dreaming. I wish I can get that. I'm trying to find that quote. You know, you can, you know, you go to sleep, you dream. But a dream and so many words that come to reality. And say a dream is just a dream. You can live out your dream. Here, people say, I live my dream. God gave me a vision, gave me a dream. He gave me ideas and thoughts came to my head. He gave us a mind, thoughts and conscious, creativity. Now I'm putting it into action. Like a painting, you can imagine putting a production on all day long until you put a production on, then you execute it and you can see it in front of you. Or you go to school, you study, no matter how tall it is. You study at the end of it, you have that that diploma, that piece of paper to say, yeah, I finished X, Y, and Z. But even more important after that, now you go for the job. You're seeking that position that you qualify for. Or it may take you to a different realm, but you have something that you can use to base whatever else you plan on doing with that degree. So we have to operate wisely. Get plenty of rest. Go to bed a decent time. And then get up a decent time. I used to get up 4 o'clock in the morning before I went on to my regular job. And that's when I was working for the state. I used to get up 4, come maybe a little bit from 4, sometimes 3:30, get up. And I would get up and I would do some meditating to God, praying, praising, worshiping. Then I did a little short walk. Most of the time I just did my praise and worship and how I didn't go for no walk. But when I used to go for a nice little walk and then come back in. But that was a later year I did the walk, but I just did the praise and worship. Then I had to get up and get ready for work. So I'm up, do my praise and worship, get myself dressed for work and get to work. And I know it's a difference because one day I'm up, I'm praising God first thing in the morning. Took time in my schedule that God gave me to give him time and say, I'm grateful for you waking me up. I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for life, more abundantly. And it made things happen in my life. It allowed me at that time to see things differently, to act more boldly. And I just, you know, really share the gospel and pull people out and say, you know, do you know Jesus? Over there having a conversation, I tell them about the goodness of God. I put God into that conversation. Because to me, having a conversation that's having an idle conversation with no purpose is an idle conversation. It's not uplifting nobody. But if I can put Jesus in there or talk about something positive that's going to uplift somebody, that's what means something to me. And so that's important to get up. And then I know if my day went pretty good. And then, of course, then I was worrying about, oh, my goodness, I have to go to work. And the type of job I was working, you want to be alert, you want to be focused. And every job, you want to be alert and focused. But some jobs, you're not going to be like, because of the energy in there. But some jobs, the energy may not be all that great. And so you got to say, you have to keep yourself focused. Especially if you're working in an early or where danger may be involved. You have to be focused. So then I think, well, I got to go to bed early so I can get plenty of rest. Because I have to do X, Y, Z. And then you find yourself going to bed early. And rest, but you still, even if you get some rest, you want to get enough rest, but you have to make sure you map up the time to live life. You go to work. Work is not. It is something you do to help you with your living, help you fund maybe your business or something else you want to get into, help you with your rent, your mortgage, or whatever it is for your everyday living expense. But you have a family if you do. You know, if it's just you. You know, some people don't have mothers and fathers and brothers. But you still have a life God giving you. So what you going to do with that when you come home? Is you going to come home? You may come home and need a breather. If you've got a job, come home, relax, take a shower. Take a deep breath, you know, wash your hands, whatever, eat something. Get your nerves, do some exercise to generate yourself, re-motivate yourself. You know, say good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is you come home. To your, if you have family, hello. If you're a person who has family, people, you got dogs and animals, you say speak to them. Speak to your plant. You know, you came home with a living species. And they're not going off speaking to them, but you know what I mean, talk to them. Good morning, I'm home to your little dog, your little kitty, your lizard, whatever it might be. And then just think about you at home. What did this mean? going to work and then come home. What gifts did God give you to go forward? Then you may run and go to church, but then you ain't spend the time for some. Good, you're going to church, but you ain't spend time with yourself. You ain't sit back, figure out what else God wants you to do. Yes, go to church is one thing, but he may be creativity for you. While you're at church and you meet people, you can bless them in other ways, not just being there. Being there is important. But what we're going to do with our lives as believers, because we have to definitely go out to church and make a difference in people's lives. Everybody not coming into church. Then while we're in church, we're unbelievers and non-believers, because non-believers do come to church and try to learn. And some may be new at the faith. How are we going to nourish one another, uplift one another, encourage one another, be there for one another? When we're talking about not only biblical things, because everything is biblical, even our career, our job, you know. If we're going to talk, why not network and do business together to uplift our community, our Christian community, if you're African-American, Christian African-American community, or if you're just African-American, maybe you don't believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we have to start pouring ourselves together. But I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that's what I'm going to point you always to. All I can say to you is ask him for yourself who he is to you, on what life, have him in your life with me, and have him not in your life with me. If you ask those questions, should he ask the question, you will find that answer. I'm going to come up more weeks after week. I will be coming on as often as I can get on Monday, talking about living wisely and give you some tools, because you don't want to sweep your life away. One thing I'm going to do, I got on my broadcast today. I know last week I wasn't on. I didn't schedule it, and I had my Tuesday morning. I set my class schedule to be on. I do my 15-minute prayer for children in the world. Mostly I focus on the children and going to school and everything. But if you can, check me out every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Go to Christianity and look for Love Truth. And you see me mention Love Truth Realm 645. And listen to or join me in praying for our children, our nation, and the world. I still want to lift up Puerto Rico, lift up the Caribbean Islands, lift up people all over the place who are suffering, physically, mentally, spiritually, and psychologically. We pray to all the stronghold governments around the world who want to dictate to people, destroy people, livelihood through health care or businesses or finance or seeking nexus towards people. I ask God to remove those my path. And if we stand in agreement, we say, God, let life come into people with life, love, joy, peace, and joy truly be in leadership roles, whether they're in the government role or private industry and their families. Be just as have us there, Jesus. Connect and speak life into our existence, speak life into our environment, into our society. So we're looking for a change, and I speak in change into existence. So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for joining me on the Love Truth Show. Hope I didn't ramble off too much. But get some rest. But you know, some people may need more rest than others. But no matter what they say, 8 hours is good rest. Sometimes you're going so much and you didn't get enough rest, take some time and say, you know what, I'm going to shut down everything and I'm going to rest. Drink plenty of water, get some exercise. Get your rest in. Then get up and say, okay, I got some rest, because I've been going, and be dozing off. Or not doing. Then exercise. Drink plenty of liquid, water. Eat healthy vegetables. Don't say, oh, the vegetables are for the little rabbits. But the rabbits are healthy, and they hopping all over the place. You want to be able to walk, strut, hop, and do whatever you need to do, or roll. But you need to be eating more and more healthy. And even though we may add healthy stuff in that diet, I might say no, have nothing sweet, but eliminate how much sweets or sugar products we have every single day. You know, you have, you're a person, get them packed, candy bars that have 5 or 6 in a pack. You know, them dollar candy bar, and you get like 5 pieces. So instead of that, instead of eating the whole roll or eating 2 packs of that, so I'm going to cut back. More and more cut back, you will notice the difference. So I'm speaking this into existence. I'm going to make sure I'm sitting back on my 4 o'clock hour program, and because it's important, as many times as much as possible, start my 4 o'clock routine back up of getting up, doing my meditation and prayer, and then I'm gonna get back into my walk, It's getting cold, but I'm going to start doing a little short walk and some stretches. And then I'm going to come in, get myself straightened up for the day, making sure I drink plenty of water. And I do have some apple cider vinegar I drink once in a while. And I had some Avera that Vanessa gave me. So I'm going to start picking that up, making sure I drink a glass of that every day, some parts of the day. I make sure if I drink it, or if I do it every other day, make sure I get it at least several times during the week. And making sure during this week I have a day where I'm just doing rushables. I mean, absolutely no meat. I don't eat beef or nothing like that anyway. If you learn that eating out of beef make a person anger. So if you have somebody you think really anger, see how much beef they eat, how much pork they eat. I'm not going against that. People like pork and beef. You don't have to go in there and do like a deal for Winfrey. But beef is not healthy. Plus it's too much of it. You know, I do eat turkey. And I do eat fish. But even with that, I think eliminating some of that all the time, too. So that's what I'm working on, at least once a week. Just starting once. You know, you start to take little bites. If I say at least once a week, I can make sure I load up on mostly all vegetables and leave out. So don't eat beef, leave out the turkey. That's what I say. Leave out the turkey. I might be fish in there, but mostly I want majority of my stuff to be vegetables. Plenty of vegetables and water. Let's see what they do. So I encourage you, like all shows, my disclaimer, people say check with your doctor. I say, well, check with your doctor, that's true. But you know what works. Sometimes people don't always tell you what to do. You know, they figure you're not listening in the first place, and they say cut back on sugar, walk more, exercise more. And we you know, we go hear the doctor say that. We don't always listen. So they don't tell you. They may say it somewhere, but they don't really say focus on something, because they figure you're not listening or don't care. So they ain't going to say, you know, you eat more healthy vegetables and leave this out, you will feel much better. Or, you know, sometimes in health care, it's a money thing. You know, they have sick people, so they need doctors and they need all the different tools. And not to say that caused everybody to be sick, how we eat, but it's a big part of how we get sick and feel bad. I want to know what's going on. So let's eliminate as much as possible the toxins that can enter our body. Do eating a lot of meat products, drinking and eating a lot of caffeine products. I'm not saying I have anything, because I like my chocolate. This is like her coffee, but you know, it gives her pain. I don't know if the coffee and the chocolate, if they did some kind of different in the ingredients, but it caused more pain than it used to cause. So I would say, guess what? Let's see. When you just go a week without eating chocolate, it's going to be hard, but this, or a day without chocolate, and see how you feel. Then take another day, then another step, another day. And see, without having chocolate and caffeine in your diet and sugar, how you feel. You can separate one at a time, one day at a time, and then journal. And then you can put it back in there and say, well, I'm going to see how I feel when I put this in my diet. How you feel physically, mentally, and spiritually. And see how you feel when you read the Bible more or think positive thoughts more, smile at people more, and say good morning, good afternoon, and not be so judgmental. We see people all kinds of ways, dress all kinds of ways. But, you know, we may not approve of it. But how about just greet them with a smile and say, this too shall pass. Or God, the matter is left in your hand, Jesus Christ. I speak life. And until next time, we join me on Love Truth, Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Williams. I say have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Again, my first step I'm doing to order life change is start getting up 4 o'clock in the morning. That's my routine again. And making sure I incorporate the vinegar in every solution in my water, and I will let you know next Monday. Did I hold up to my own truth? Because like I say, we say to all people do different things, and we don't always do it. We speak life, but we don't always operate in the way God calls us to operate. He said, give us life, life more abundantly. So we can have life, life more abundantly, but are we walking and walking it out? So that's for today. I did a little social media today. I'm going to call it quits on that for today. I'm going to have to discipline myself. You know, we have life out there. God gave us creativity. It's almost the opportunity that we can try something new, try something different. Just see where we can go at as a people. Whether you're African American, whatever your culture happen to be. But we are born again believers. So we born again believers. We are believers, so we have to believe all things possible. May for God's sake, all things are possible. We belong to him. We may not understand everything that's going on. We may try to figure out things, but that's just trust in God. They're going to order a perfect change in our life to perfectly reflect him. So when we speak, our speaking and our actions match up. When somebody see you, they say, wow, something different. And when you speak, they feel the difference in love. Maybe you always show love, but they see more of it. It can't see like something just get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Right? Like, you know, nighttime, when night comes and the sun goes down, then it gets darker and darker. That's if the light shine through darkness. Okay, have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Take care. Bye-bye.